January 5th, 1901. The humanity of Jesus was made on purpose to obey and to destroy disobedience. Louisa refreshes Jesus. As I was outside of myself, I saw the confessor placing the intention of the crucifixion. I was afraid to submit myself, but Jesus told me. What can I do? I cannot help obeying, because my humanity was made on purpose to obey and to destroy disobedience. This virtue is so grafted within me that it can be said that obedience in me is my own nature, and the distinction dearest and most glorious to me. So much so, that if my humanity did not have this of its own, I would abhor it, and would never have united myself to it. You, then, want to disobey? You can do it, but you will do it yourself. I won't. All confused, in seeing a God so obedient, I said, I too want to obey. And I submitted myself, and Jesus shared with me the pains of the cross. After this, he transported me outside of myself, and blessed Jesus gave me a kiss. As he was doing this, a bitter breath came out, and he was in act of wanting to pour his bitternesses. But he did not do it, because he wanted me to tell him to do it. Immediately I said, Do you want some reparation? Let us do it together. In this way, my reparations, united to yours, will have the effects of yours. For if I do them on my own, I believe they will disgust you more. So I took his hand, dripping with blood, and kissing it, I recited the Laudate Dominum with the Gloria Patri, Jesus one part, I the other, to repair for the many evil works that are committed, placing the intention of praising him as many times for as many offenses as he receives because of evil works. How moving it was to see Jesus praying! Then I continued to do the same to the other hand, placing the intention of praising him as many times for as many offenses as he receives because of sins of causes. Then his feet, with the intention of praising him as many times for as many evil steps and as many wrong paths that are trodden, even under the appearance of piety and sanctity. Lastly, his heart, with the intention of praising him for as many times as the human heart does not palpitate, does not love, does not desire God. My beloved Jesus seemed all refreshed by these preparations done together with him, but not yet content, it seemed he wanted to pour. So I said to him, Lord, if you want to pour, I pray you to do it. So he poured his bitternesses, and then he added, My daughter, how much men offend me! But the time will come when I will chastise them in such a way that many little worms will come out, which will produce clouds of mosquitoes that will render them greatly oppressed. Then the Pope will come out. And why will the Pope come out? And he? He will come out to console the peoples, because oppressed, tired, crushed, betrayed by so many lies, they themselves will look for the harbor of truth, and, all humbled, they will ask the Holy Father to come into their midst, to free them from so many evils, and place them in the harbor of safety. And I, Lord, will this perhaps happen after the wars you have spoken about the other times? And he, yes. And I, how I wish I could come before these things happen. And he, and where would I go to stay then? Ah, Lord, there are so many good souls in whom you can stay, such that in comparing myself to them, oh, how bad I see myself. But not paying attention to me, Jesus disappeared, and I returned inside myself.